This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We always say on Tuesday as MUT Radio, it's health talk. So we always want to know more about our health. I always say it's my health is my world.
Of course, definitely, yes.
So today we are speaking about helmets. Mm-hmm. So if you can explain what is helmet and how they affect humans.
Okay, helmets are parasitic worms that infect humans.
Mm-hmm.
They are also known as izikelim in isiZulu.
Yes.
Yeah, so they infect humans through ingestion of contaminated food or contaminated soil or contaminated water sources.
Mm.
Yes.
If we speak about parasites, I remember we biology class parasites lawa depend
depend on the host for their survival.
Oh yes. Love
and
it.
Hence the name parasites.
Oh, mama parasites. They depend
on the host. They eat all the host food for their survival.
Oh, shooty helmet is the parasite now. Yes. Oh, okay. So, what are the most common types of helmet infections and how do they differ?
Okay, they differ according to their shapes because they have got different shapes and also according to the organ in which the organ that they infect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, the most common parasite, which I'm sure you've heard of, is bilharzia.
Yes.
Which is caused by schistosoma, which results in a person excreting bloody urine. So that's one of the common ones. And also we've got our tapeworms, which are normally found in undercooked pork or undercooked beef, and also the roundworms. The roundworms are the most common ones, especially affecting children, because children like to play with contaminated soil, and they end up eating the soil, and now the eggs are in the soil. As soon as they ingest those soils, the soil with contaminated eggs, the worm starts to develop inside your body. And it's got both sex organs, so it doesn't need anything. Once it's inside your body, it starts to reproduce inside your host, consuming all your food that you eat.
So we have to advise Uguti. We need to be vigilant going on in terms of labazala khona.
Yeah, it's very important, and also to make sure that you teach them like basic hygiene practices, like washing your hands,
yes,
especially before and after going to the toilet and stuff like that.
Speaking of ringworms, I'm a ringworm. Iwona, I say it's wazga kulu mostly. And you said watola indlela nje watola ngama ringworms. Maybe you ingested maybe some of the soil like we're gonna low ma parasites low, and then missing a pagati gwena they will just do reproduce benzi reproduction yabo. Because try by replicator, right?
They do. They produce eggs.
Oh.
They're called roundworms, not ringworms. Roundworms. Because of their shape.
Oh.
They're round in shape, yes. So those ones are transmitted via ingestion of contaminated soil or food sources.
Oh. Okay, how are helmets infection and typically transmitted? And can one individual do prevent infection?
You prevent them by, like I said, you have to. It's better to have, you know, good sanitation practices, hand washing techniques, and also it's important that areas with poor sanitation, lack of toilet, they are given, you know, sanitation areas that they can use to pass their excretion, because that's when the cycle of the worms happen, when we excrete outside and not in the toilets.
Oh.
So it's important that we build like toilets for our communities, and then we educate them to properly use and also to practice hygiene.
It's safe to say that helmet infection is not transmitted.
It's not transmitted from human to human, which is good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which is good. So then you can be able to control your hygiene practices yourself, because you're not getting it. Because what happens is a person excretes, an infected person excretes those eggs from the parasites, and then they need about 3 to 4 weeks to mature before they can infect you. So it's also not advisable to walk barefoot on contaminated soil, because once the eggs now are matured, they are ready now to infect. They can pierce your skin, especially the type of worm, the type of worm that you call hookworm, will just pierce your skin, and then you get infected when you walk barefoot on contaminated soil.
Yo,
and
guys.
Also drinking dirty waters. Because remember, when we were children, people used to do their things in the river, and then it rains, and then gets washed into the river. By consuming that water, now you run a risk of getting infected with helmets.
Oh, hence why Okoko Makai, they used to got ama infections aganja helmet. It's because of that water that they drink.
The water, because man, we never used to have tap water. We go to the river, but now we don't know upstream. Somebody was doing their business, and then it rained. And now all the eggs have washed down the river, and then you end up getting infected. So the best thing that you can do is to get a deworming medication. It's over the counter. It's affordable. I'm sure you've heard of Vemox.
Yes, Vemox, yes.
We've heard of Zentel, Wemstop, Praziquantel, Ivermectin are the type of medications that you can use to prevent. So you can do that twice a year. Adults and children alike.
Other than children, are you specific? It only target maybe the certain group? No, everyone.
It affects everyone. As long as you're the suitable host for the worm, it will infect you. And it's just that the children are more vulnerable because they like to play in the soil.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
As we are speaking about the treatment, Vemox, can you just please discuss the importance of the worming programs and controlling helmet infections?
Yeah, it's the World Health Organization has actually made like recommendations that people must deworm at least twice a year, even if you haven't been diagnosed, just to make sure, just to safeguard yourself, because the other thing that worms do is that they prevent, find that you're taking your medication. Mm-hmm. But now, since especially I'm focusing more on the one that affects your intestines, your intestinal tract. So when you consume your pills, your medication,
yes,
the worms are the ones that are consuming your medication. You find that you're not responding to your treatment. So without being diagnosed, best to just deworm. You just need one pill in the morning before food and you're done.
Is it available to Guama Public Clinic, maybe?
It is available, particularly for children. That's why adults think, no, we don't have. It's only for children.
Oh.
Because every time when you go to the clinic to have your child vaccinated, they always give you that worm stop. But what about us? Because we're also eating maybe improperly clean vegetables. If those vegetables are contaminated with eggs, because, I mean, vegetables are in the soil.
True.
So if they're not properly washed, you're eating those green salad, kanjalo. And then you find that maybe the salad leaf has got an egg, then you get infected. So best to deworm twice a year.
I'm right now, I'm thinking of it, and I'm sure I'm going to the clinic right
green
now.
Salad, I'm
Yo,
sure
I've been... I've been eating the green salad. And I remember yesterday I went to the supermarket. Like I bought a whole grapes.
Yes.
So I was like, no, because it's from that.
Did you wash them? You see now.
I didn't even tell, like, no, I'm hungry.
Then just
I told
because
them,
it's from this particular shop.
Yes.
So you should wash your fruits and vegetables, regardless of where you bought them.
Oh, the W one. We always trust the W supermarket.
What if their workers are not like properly trained? A new worker just comes in, then they forget to wash their hands.
Yo, so I have to.
Whether it's from W, H, or C, make sure you wash your fruits and vegetables properly.
Probably.
And them thing being there, probably means I always avoid now my green salad because I don't know how the hands.
I'm sure right now they're listening because I'm a locuzan. I'm my caterings because I also have my own catering and I usually advise if kukhona abantu ababodwa so that my advice is to clean
your
hands.
Educate your caterers. You don't want problems because if we hire your catering company and then you end up having worm infection, then you're gonna have problems.
Yo, imagine to our that catering company.
That catering
oh
company.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Ah.
So very important to wash our fruits and vegetables and also to wash our hands. I'm not shocked that people still leave the toilet without washing their hands.
Hi, South Africa. So what are efforts being made in South Africa to control the prevention of helmet infection?
Like I said before that most attention, unfortunately, has been directed to children. What about the adults?
Yeah.
Because every time when you take your child for vaccination, they do get that worm stop. But also it added now we also have to make a conscious decision. To request that medication, they can also give you.
Or free of charge?
Yes, at the clinics, they can.
Oh.
We did a research a while back where we went to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were not aware that they can actually get the medication as adults. They thought maybe the medication is only suited to children. Everyone can get at the clinic.
Lastly, Sengwus, how can we work toward a future where our health and infections are no longer a major public health concern?
Unfortunately, here in South Africa, because we are part of the developing countries, we haven't reached a stage where we can say we can eliminate the worms because there are areas where the resources are poor, where there are no toilets, there are no proper water sources. So the only thing we can do is just to practice our hygiene, and also hopefully in most areas I've seen they've in the rural areas they've put toilets for everyone to use. So we just have to educate our communities on using the toilets and also washing our hands. That's the only thing we can do at this moment, because we haven't reached the point of complete eradication of helminths. And also the deworming part, twice a year, free of charge.
Free of charge. I've had it. I'm
free
going there.
Free of charge. And if you've got medical aid, then you can go to your pharmacy and get it from there. But also, I must also say, it's just that the medication that you get at the clinics is specific to most. It's effective against most worms, but some other worms it may not work. So that's where you need like diagnosis. Now that's when we have signs and symptoms, then that's when you're gonna need a specific type. Like for instance, for schistosoma, if you see that you've got a bloody urine, then the treatment of choice is praziquantel. So praziquantel is more expensive than your Vemox. But the clinic will give you definitely for free.
For free. A clinic, if maybe I can scan, maybe just to see, do I have maybe a particular worm or parasite in me? Maybe parasites.
Then you have to be willing to produce a stool sample and submit it at the lab. Normally, what is advised is that you produce an early morning stool, because the worms, when you're sleeping, that's when they're producing the eggs.
That's when
so
they operate.
All those eggs go towards your large intestine and then they get excreted in your number two. So the early morning poo sample is the one that's more, that's got a higher chance of yielding your results, because sometimes you can miss the eggs. If the egg bedding is low, you can miss the eggs.
I'm making tests.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but also we've also got blood tests that you can do that can detect the antibodies. If you have been infected with, when you get infected with something, which is an antigen, your body produces antibodies. So there are blood tests to test the antibodies against the worm if you cannot see the egg itself in your stool. So there are ways in which you can detect it. Then from there, you can use the proper medication to treat that particular worm that is infecting you, because the eggs have got different shapes depending on the type of worm.
So we can't safely say, Uguti, if we are saying we are deworming,
we cover the broad spectrum of them, but there are ones that need specific medication. But the most common one, a roundworm, like I said, which is treated by Vemox. So that's why we're trying to cover our bases by just using Vemox. But then if you see we're still experiencing those signs and symptoms, then we start going deeper in testing on the exact type of worm. Then we can use the exact medication that's suitable for that particular worm.
I love it. Hashtag Fundanati. Yes, we are still on that segment where we say hashtag the health talk here on MUT Radio on the Slang and Media Show. We have Kay and Bengu. We are all speaking about all things health, about the helmets. My whims, I got to ask you again, I got to ask you again, I got to ask you clinic, I'm your worms. Yes, the worm.
Dewema.
Yes. To just kill those worms inside you. I'm a parasite. I depend on the So you have to make sure that you seek for medical help. You also need to have Vemox twice a year. Twice a month.
Twice a year.
Twice a year. It says Vala, Miss KN Bengu, what can you say or what advice will you just give out to the community about a helmet?
The helmets haven't received much attention because now most attention has been focused to TB, HIV.
HIV, progress. Yes.
Yeah, so we need to be vigilant that the helmets are around. Basic things we can do, wash our hands. I don't know how many times I've said, wash your hands on this show.
Yeah.
But you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your fruits and vegetables. You have to properly cook your meat. I know some people like their meat rare.
Yeah, to a medium rare.
Medium rare. So it causes problems. The meat has to be properly cooked. But anyway, again, if you're getting it from a reputable supplier, surely their meat doesn't have worm infections. But wash your hands, wash your vegetables, properly cook your food. Then you'll be fine. Deworm twice a year. Adults and children alike.
Adults and children.
Can't stress that enough.
I'm shocked right now. Ingenile ngondweni. I have some questioning in now, Ms. KN, before I let you go. If Lyle parasite like helmet, isikhona or a certain worm, isihlale mhlambe in my intestine, iyaqhubeka. Angeke mhlambe ihambe mhlambe mengayinaki. Ngeke ihambe mhlambe mhlambe cause cancer kanjalo.
They do, especially the one like bilharzia that I mentioned. Bilharzia will infect your bladder.
Oh.
So sometimes when you use praziquantel to treat,
yes,
it's gonna kill the parasite. But sometimes the eggs, ama eggs are gonna nama spikes. The spikes will attach to your intestinal, to your bladder wall.
Yes.
And then as time goes by, more eggs are getting embedded into your bladder wall. Then you end up getting bladder cancer.
Yo.
It's possible. And also, they do cause cancer over time. Because also, when you don't treat them, they multiply. Remember, I said they are asexual, they just continue to reproduce. They end up blocking your intestines. Then, for that, you're going to need surgery to surgically remove the worms and maybe surgically remove a part of your intestine, which you don't want. So, it's very important to treat. So, and that's also them working on your intestine, infecting your intestine, can also result in cancer such as colorectal cancer, which is now we've seen is on the rise amongst people. Normally colorectal cancer was affecting people 50 years and above, but now it's starting to affect
even younger people
under the age of 50. Why? Because worms are also contributing to that if they are not treated. Like I said, they are part of neglected tropical diseases, so we're not like paying attention to them. Now they're also like predisposing you to the development of the different types of cancer, depending on which organ in your body.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.